Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something that I'm helping a new client work through, and that is resentment and how it can affect your marriage, how it works. And I wanted to talk about it because this has come up in a new client. We had just started her first call last week where we talked about where she's at, what challenges she's experiencing, what goals she has for her marriage, and resentment and spite came up in a really big way. And I don't even really think that she fully understood how much it has permeated her marriage. And I bet other people aren't really sure how resentment affects their marriage because it's such a common feeling that we experience. Resentment definitely makes marriage feel more difficult. Resentment is something we all experience in our marriage. No couple is immune from this, okay, including mine. And I would describe my marriage as really healthy. I actually love and enjoy my marriage. And if you are new to me, I'll just give you a little snippet. Relationships were very, very, very hard for me. Very, very hard. Okay. I did not grow up in a family that really showed me and taught me how to have healthy relationships. And so, of course, without having the proper tools on how to have healthy communication, how to connect, how to understand myself, that led to a lot of relationships that felt more challenging than they really needed to be. So now that I've learned the tools, I'm on a mission to teach you how to do these things because our relationship with our significant other has the greatest impact on our lives, how we experience it, how we feel. And so being able to have the tools in how to co-create a relationship that helps us feel better about life, more confident, more happy, all of those things matters. Okay? Not to say that we need to depend on our partner to live a good life. However, there are things that we can do for ourselves and with our partners that could enhance our experience so that when we're home, we actually feel like we're at home, right? We feel secure, we feel warm, we feel loved, supported, we're enjoying it. And of course, we're going to have those daily stressors that we deal with, but it's more like little blips versus catastrophic events where you two are not talking and it's so tense in the home that no one wants to be there, okay? Or you look at your partner and you just feel disgusted. That's what I don't want for you. So, resentment typically comes from feelings of unfairness, jealousy, or disappointment. Perhaps you're feeling resentful because you're like, I do everything around here. I take care of the home, I take care of the kids, I also work. And you've become that default parent and house manager that you never anticipated becoming. And so you're feeling like, God, I wish my spouse would be more of a partner, would step up more, would take on more stuff so that I wouldn't feel so overwhelmed and burned out all of the time. And so, anytime you see your spouse rest or do something outside of being productive at home, you're just like scoffing, shaking your head, or just getting upset. Okay. Or perhaps you're feeling jealous that they have more me time than you do. Like when they go out with their friends, when they go to the gym to work out, when they go on work trips, right? There's a lot of different reasons why you might feel jealous of your spouse. Or you're feeling disappointment for not having them put in enough effort to show that they love you, that you're special to them, or that they want you, right? They desire you, find you attractive. These are just the common reasons that I hear from clients that I get to support. And these are the things that build up resentment in women. So If you are like, yeah, this is me, I have experienced that, awareness is always going to be really, really important. So admitting that, yeah, I feel this way, this is what's happening, is the first step to things getting better. Okay. The truth is that resentment is just something that we all encounter in our relationships. And it's not just women, right? Men can feel resentful too. And sometimes it's just like us taking turns. You feel resentful, then there's a period of good time, and then they feel resentful, and then there's a period, right? It might not even be good time in between. It might just be time in general. Time is passing, okay? No one's immune to feeling this. Even healthy couples experience this. But the difference is that with healthy couples, they have learned how to handle resentment in a constructive way that stops it right at its tracks. They stop it at the first sign of it and deal with it. Whereas couples who haven't learned how to properly handle resentment end up having the resentment grow like this nasty weed that you cannot get rid of, or you don't know how to get rid of. And it wreaks havoc on all areas of your marriage. It wreaks havoc on how much time you want to spend with them, how you interact with them, how much you involve them, how you think of them, how you feel about them. It literally just takes over so much negativity. And when resentment isn't dealt with constructively, it can leave you feeling like, I don't even want to be around you. And if I don't want to be around you, why would I want to connect with you? Why would I want to put an effort to help our marriage succeed if A, I feel like it's not going to be reciprocated, or B, I don't feel like you deserve it? Why would I want to do that? All super, super common thoughts to have, feelings to have, okay? It might also look like you start to get annoyed really easily. You snap at them. Maybe you pick fights. Maybe you get really nitpicky about things that they're doing. You become hypercritical. Maybe you start to act more cold than you normally do, right? You're less forgiving, less compassionate, and more critical. Maybe you're withholding affection and you decide to disengage and become hyper independent about how you choose to do life. Solo, instead of involve them, like, hey, can you help me do this? Instead, you're just like, I'm not even going to bother asking. I got this, right? I do this, but not in a way that's like resentful. You know how you go to your car and you have groceries in the trunk and you're like, I could take multiple trips, or I could just do it all at once, or I can ask for help. It's like, I'm just going to do it all at once. I'm going to see how many bags I can carry on my arm. And once I get in there, I'm going to have like these painful marks that are left on my hands and arms just so I can say I did it, right? When we feel resentful, we can get in that mode where it's like, no, I'm not going to ask for help. I don't need them. I got this, okay? All they do is just cause more work to be done or negativity, and I just don't want to deal with it. It's just too much. The funny thing about us humans is that we only feel resentment because we're disappointed. We're disappointed that we aren't getting what we want from the person that we want it from, which means that we care. It means that we care, right? Resentment is rooted in desire for things to be better. But yet, when we feel resentful, what do we end up doing? We act out of spite. We try to protect ourselves in these moments by pushing our partner away instead of building a bridge and connecting with them, because our brains are wired for protection more than it is wired for connection. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Our brains are wired more for protection than it is for connection. Okay, so that's why we do things that push them away. We say things that we end up regretting. We act cold. We give an attitude. We act like we don't care. We don't need them, right? Logically, when we look at it, after things have settled down, we're like, why did we do that? That was really immature. That probably made the situation a lot worse, because that made our partner want to engage with us even less, which then perpetuated our feeling of we don't matter, right? And so we put up our walls, we sabotage our relationship, all in the name of self-preservation. But where does that leave us? It leaves us feeling more disconnected, more damage is done. But that's not what we want. We want to feel connected. We want to feel like we have a partner. We want to feel like we can work through things and that our marriage has a bright future and that we want to be around them. They want to be around us and that we're a happy couple that is resilient and can deal with tough things, right? But our actions don't support that when we feel resentful. And so it really requires a conscious effort for us to fight against what comes easier for us, which is to act spiteful. In the moment when we're feeling emotional, we want to do those things because it feels like the right thing to do. But when you look back with a more grounded state of mind, instead of being emotional, upset, and all those things, where we can act in a rash way, you start to notice that wasn't such a great idea. Why did I do that? I couldn't help myself, right? So it really takes a conscious effort not to get mad, not to throw a tantrum, not to act like we don't care or that we're unaffected. It takes a conscious effort not to self-sabotage our relationship, okay? And I'm speaking from personal experience as well as my clients. They have all done this, okay? It is so, so normal. And if you're doing these things, I don't want you to judge yourself. Just understand that it's the way our brain works. And until we learn the tools to be able to navigate this side of our brain that so desperately wants to keep us safe, right? Because it's interpreting resentment as danger. And the funny thing is that the part of our brain that's in charge of this fight or flight mode is the most primitive version of ourselves, where it literally thinks it's the same as a lion chasing us. Okay. And so what would we do if a lion's chasing us? We would run away. We would try and figure out a way to keep ourselves safe. Maybe we'd reach the nearest weapon or whatever you can to fend them off, to help yourself survive. But as you can see, that's not what's going on in our marriage. When we feel resentful, we're not in physical danger. We're not in any kind of danger. We just don't have what we want. And because it's interpreting it that way, that's why we're throwing tantrums. That's why we're acting immaturely and putting up a front as if we don't care, when really we're this hurt person who wants to be shown that we matter, that we're cared for, that we're supported, that someone has our back, that the person we chose to be that person in our life, to be our person, is there for us. So keep this all in mind the next time you feel resentful, because there is going to be a next time, right? I feel resentful at times too, still. Okay. But like I said, those who are in a healthy relationship have the tools. So all that's missing between you, how you experience your relationship, and becoming a healthier version of that relationship is just the tools. Tools, practice, and implementation. That's it. And with any kind of habit, the more you do it, the more you learn, the more it becomes easier for you to step into it. Okay. So this is 100% something that you can learn to do. So even if you're like, but I do a lot, I'm a lot when I get upset, it's okay, because I'm a lot too. I'm a lot. I could be really fiery. When I get upset, it's just like, oh, I really got to consciously use my tools, tone it down, and in a way that isn't feeling like I'm disrespecting myself, I'm being a doormat or anything like that, right? Like, I am not about that. I'm all about expressing and advocating for your needs. However, done so in a healthy way that's constructive and productive and supportive of your overall goal, which is to be happily married, right? Which does not mean sacrificing your needs or pretending like nothing's wrong or letting things build up because you'd rather not create conflict, okay? If you've been here with me for a while, you know my stance on conflict. Conflict is necessary and healthy for a thriving relationship. And just like with resentment, the difference is, do you know how to handle conflict in a way that supports the growth of your marriage? Or are you just in conflict repetitively, not really seeing any progress? There's a difference, okay? I want to share an example with you that just came up for me. Resentment is kind of like getting sick, okay? And the reason why this is coming up for me as an example is because I feel like ever since school has started the school year, someone in my family has been getting sick, which means that our house has been sick at least once or twice a month. And I'm so over it. I am so over it. It feels like the first time my oldest, who's a teenager, the first time he started going to preschool, I had never gotten that sick so many times ever. But anyway, I digress. If you start to look at resentment like getting sick, you can start to look at, well, there's two paths I can take with resentment. First, you get to identify that you feel resentful. That's a key thing. Okay. But once you know, you have two choices to make. You can A, do things that will help you recover, or B, do things that will prolong it. Okay. So when we're sick, we can end up feeling pretty depleted, exhausted, and we feel shitty, which leads us to feel cranky and not so great, not so happy, maybe even negative, right? Because we don't feel well. We're not firing on all cylinders. Same thing when we feel resentful. When we feel resentful, we're no longer flirting. We're no longer generous with our time and affection and attention, intention, right? We don't do the just because things, or I'm just gonna like sit here and cuddle with you just because we have a second to ourselves between the next thing we have to do. You don't joke around. You're just not a lot of the things that you normally are in your marriage. And just like when we're sick, we can do things that will help us or do things that won't help us, but temporarily feel like that's the thing to do, right? That's what our brain's telling us to do. It's convincing us because it wants to protect us, right? So things that will help us get through illness faster is like getting more rest, stay hydrated, stay away from dairy and sugar, eat more nutritious foods to build up our immunity so that it has a fighting chance to kick the illness out of our body, right? Same thing with resentment. Having the tools to address it, communicate it effectively, understanding what you need, and understanding, is there anything that I can do myself that will decrease these feelings of resentment? Is it that I'm not giving myself permission to approach life differently? Am I choosing to do it all because I've been conditioned by society and my upbringing to think that I'm a good woman, wife, mom when I'm productive 24/7 and I have to earn my rest? Or are you taking care of yourself and you're saying, where am I neglecting myself? What can I do to change how I feel? And also, is there something that I need from my spouse? If so, let's figure it out. That does not include blaming. That does not include nagging or arguing or picking fights, because none of that is helpful. All that is going to do is create defensiveness with our partners. All that's going to do is have them build up their walls, which is going to make things a lot more challenging. What's going to help is open communication, where we are willing to be vulnerable about how we feel and what support we're asking for. And then there's things that aren't going to help us get better from being sick or feeling resentful, right? So like with being sick, what wouldn't be helpful is staying up late, choosing to push through it, still continue to do the most just because we feel like we have to, right? That pressure to perform and appear like super mom, okay? To that, I say, fuck that. Okay. We don't do that. That is not healthy for us. It's bullshit. And we should not strive towards that. Okay. The things that we see on Pinterest should be inspiration, not a standard. Okay. And that's only if we want to. When we feel resentful, there are those things that are going to make things worse, right? It's going to make our sense of negativity grow Because it gets real easy when we feel resentful to notice all the different things we don't like. Instead of having a more holistic view of what's going on, where you see the good stuff that you're grateful for and the things that could be better, you start to hyper focus on, gosh, I hate the way they chew. I hate the way they put the toilet paper in the bathroom. Or why can't they pick this up? Oh my gosh, another sweater left on the floor. Or who do they think they are sleeping in? You know, like you start to assume the worst of your partner. You stop being so compassionate towards them. It's like our brains like to set up this narrative that gives us more ammo to be upset. So we are adding more fuel to our own fire. But the thing is that we don't even want this fire to be lit. We want a different fire to be lit, right? We want passion. We want that fire. We don't want resentment. I'm getting an image of like Sleeping Beauty and like the massive fire that was on their castle with Dragon. I don't know. If any of you are also Disney lovers, I think you'll understand, right? We don't want that type of flame. We want the flame that's like good feeling, okay? We don't want our rage, which is super easy to do. Instead, we want to understand it, right? We don't want to like reject it and dismiss it because there is equal value in understanding our anger and frustrations as there is to our happiness, okay? So understanding, why do I feel resentful? What's bringing these feelings on? What can I do about it? What's my responsibility? And what am I requesting? What do I need from my partner? Do this and your next steps will become more clear in terms of what to do moving forward to make progress in your relationship, okay? Do not let the feelings of resentment grow. Just say no. Just like when someone gets sick in your home, you're like, nope, plenty of rest and fluids. That's what we're doing. You're going to drink soup. You're going to eat things with lots of nutrients so that you can get better. I want you to do the same for you and your marriage. Okay. Be aware that that tricky brain of ours has a tendency to do those things that are not so helpful and make the conscious effort. This is the work, right? Marriage takes work. Put in that conscious effort to do something different. Okay. It's going to feel challenging at first because that sucker is very convincing, but acknowledge it and just pivot. You got to pivot. Otherwise, this resentment will eat you up alive. And you're going to end up, if you're not already here, you're going to end up with a relationship where both of you are just doing life in parallel. And a stranger who sees you couldn't even tell that you're together. I don't want a marriage for you that's just you two co-parenting, ending up either forever miserable because you don't believe in divorce or heading your way into separation and divorce because you don't see it getting better, okay? Things can get better. Things can get better. And if you're at this point or you're proactive, you're like, I don't want to get to that point and I see it having its hold on us, but we're not quite there yet, reach out to me, okay? Either you're there and you're like, I desperately need help, or you're like, I want to be proactive about this. I want to know the tools on how to work through this and become a more resilient couple where it's like, no matter what feelings come up or conflict comes up, we know how to handle it and come out stronger. Book a clarity call with me and let's talk, okay? Let's work together, figure out exactly what's going on in your marriage so that you can acquire the tools, learn it, and get my personalized support so that you know how to implement it in your specific marriage, in your specific life, in a way that works for you. All right, that's all I got. Please, please, please identify why you feel resentful and work through it. Do not let resentment destroy your marriage. Okay? You got married for a reason. Let's remember what that reason is. Or I hope there's multiple reasons, but remember what those reasons are and hold on to that hope and do the work. Okay? And even if you're like, well, even if I do the work, they're not going to, don't assume that. There's a reason why my clients get the results they do. How we choose to show up is highly influential. So you don't even have to tell your spouse what to do. You don't have to continue to manage them. All you gotta do is manage yourself, choose how you show up, and watch how they start to show up differently. That's it for this episode. Bye.